Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, the radio program that asks that very simple question of the Northern Plains each and every weekday and sincerely wants to know. You talk, we listen. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnon. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email is welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I've just spent some time poring through the newspapers of the Bismarck Tribune, the Dickinson Press, the Minot Daily News, the Fargo Forum, the Grand Forks Herald. I'm going around the state here, checking out all the newspapers. And you know what I can't find, Steve?
What can't you find, Scott?
You find any indication that folks here in the Northern Plains are all that concerned about the latest Al-Qaeda terror attack threat that we're hearing so much about. Are you?
Absolutely not.
You think it's kind of a ruse, don't you? Steve said, is this another way,
for them
to get us to go along, to get along on the Big Brother surveillance stuff here, right?
I don't necessarily think it's a ruse. However, a lot of conspiracy theorists have brought that up, that, it's a win-win for the intelligence community, just for a simple fact that if nothing happens, then, hey, look, we stopped something. If something does happen, hey, look, we're on top of it. And it takes off focus from Benghazi and some of the other issues from an NSA, from a security, from a snooping standpoint. It takes off some of the other, the focus off of some of those other issues.
I don't know. Well, I guess I do know why. I was going to say I don't know why I feel the way I do about this particular threat, but I think the reason I do is because it seems different. And it seems different because, you have Republicans and Democrats, you have Senate, you have House, you have intelligence, you have Homeland Security members, you have White House folks, you have former military, current military, all giving some sort of description of the threat as, significant. Spectacular attack, most serious we've seen in a number of years. I put up a question on the Facebook page to get some early read on what folks were thinking about this and shared some of the tidbits that we're hearing from different officials, news clips. The planned attack is going to be big, strategically significant. We do not know whether they mean an embassy, an airbase, an aircraft, trains, a very credible threat based on intelligence. What we have to do now is the most important issue, protect Americans throughout the world. And by the way, you're hearing a lot about embassies closing. They're only closing embassies because they don't know. I mean, I think the reason they're closing embassies is because what happened in Benghazi. Smart idea. But it's not as though we can sort of blow this off and say, the attacks are overseas and, they're buttoning down the hatches and that's all. They don't know. And then my favorite new term, I've never heard this one before, but surgically implanted devices now being used as a potential a threat where they implant the bombs in people.
Think of the planning that goes into that.
Avoid detection. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Because you got a recovery time before you have somebody that's functional enough to... Can you imagine your buddy pats you on the back? Wait a minute. Yeah, it's a bad idea. The big red flag on this to me is when they were going through and announcing all the embassies that they were closing, the one that stood out to me was the one in Israel. Now, with what happened in Benghazi, there was no outside help. There was nobody at the drop. You couldn't call the military or the government and go, hey, we need a little help here. Wasn't going to happen. Israel's our friend. In Israel, you have that help a moment away, and they closed the Israeli embassy. Does that point a finger or throw up a red flag for maybe a bigger problem? Is there a bigger issue?
Well, I actually, from what I could gather, they have no idea where this threat is directed. They know, some of the bizarre things is they're basically, saying all the operatives are in place, right? And they have a plan for after how to respond on the media and all this, but we don't know where, we don't know what. And so I think the embassies were just a way to say, let's take a precaution here that, this is coming from Al-Qaeda, it's coming from overseas, let's close the embassies. So I think whether it's Israel or, wherever the embassies are closing, they're just doing it to be, they're doing it to be careful, I guess.
Well, I understand the prudency of it. I do. But when Israel, who's our friend, and there's a military presence there, a large military presence from a friendly country where we do have help. I don't know. To me, that just stands out for some reason.
Here's the question. Does the latest Al-Qaeda terror attack threat have your attention? You paying attention? Is it worrisome? Is it a concern? Or, you know, is it bluster? I say pay attention. This one seems different. Steve sort of says, a little bit ho-hum here, probably a plan to get us to go along with the NSA Big Brother surveillance. You tell us what you think. One of the things on our minds today, but obviously we welcome yours as well. 800-228-0550. Got to get them in the right order here. Hope that's on your speed dial. So you don't have to rely on me to tell you the number. Doug and Epping, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I'm going to go along with your guest host or your other host there. What's his name, Steve?
Steve, yes.
Yes, Doug.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, so since we are Al-Qaeda, and I say we loosely, we're arming them. We've been funding them. We've been giving them weapons. We've been recruiting them to be on our side over in Syria. I mean, who is Al Qaeda anymore? I mean, this is the problem now. We don't know who to trust. You know, even if it is legitimate, they've how many times did Chicken Little get away saying the sky was falling? And then, you know, even the one time that he was right, and it, I mean, this is the problem. We just don't have the faith anymore. And it's a sad state of affairs. That's really my only comment.
You don't think there's good guys and bad guys still, Doug? We're on the right side.
Yeah, I'm not so naive to believe that there is no credible threats against the interests of the United States. But then we get into defining what are the interests of the United States and who are the U.S. citizens that are being threatened. Now, I think it's a combination of taking actual real intelligence, but by the time it goes through the different people who can benefit from this, it gets all warped and distorted. And there has been, you know, that famous quote from Rahm Emanuel, never let a good emergency or a disaster go to waste, you know. So there's just too many people that have motivation to twist and use this to further their own aims and their own agenda.
So, yeah, Doug, I think the key there is, you said faith, too, and how do you bank on a government that one day could be your friend and the next day may not be your friend because of faith? You know, it flip-flops in what's going on in the Middle East. There's no way that's going to ever be a stable environment.
Well, I think the Middle East is in a big mess right now, mainly through the machinations of a whole bunch of intelligence agencies that are trying to keep their budgets and their little fiefdoms going, and they've created a soup of a calamity over there. I mean, it's just crazy what we have done over there in the Middle East and how we have taken and just completely taken these people, and they're at each other's throats and who's on whose side, and we're going to fund you, we're going to withhold your money. I mean,
and then you throw the dollars into it, and it turns into a bigger morass, Doug. Got to move on to the next caller. Doug, thanks for the phone call. Bruce and Gardner, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going? Did I hear you right, Scott, in the beginning of this monologue about the surgically implanted IEDs?
Yeah, that's a new one now. They're saying that there was a concern about surgically implanted devices. I'd never heard about that as a threat before, but that one's part of this, too.
Holy cow. That takes the whole pull my finger trick to a whole new level. Well, have a good day.
Just think about all the people that would have to be involved in something like that. You know, I mean, you'd have to have some sort of, hospital, Al-Qaeda hospital operation where the doctors are in on the... implanting the device? I don't know.
You figure the planning that goes into that as far as planning a surgery, which you figure at least 3 or 4 weeks out, at least a week, week and a half of recovery time if you've got somebody that is going to be viable to get through after a surgery, because I can't imagine that it's not a major surgery. and then somebody's going to be walking around with explosives for a week and a half. Although I suppose you don't have to worry about having the cleanest surgical facilities because, well, they're going to die anyway, so you really don't have to worry about dying from infection.
Are you paying attention to the terror threat, or do you see it as a bit of a, you know, ruse, I guess? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Paul on our Facebook wall says, reminds me of a magician using misdirection. Look over here and forget about those scandals. All right. Tell us what you think. 800-228-0550. Some guests too coming up today. We'll tell you about that next on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hold on.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to drop us an email, or you can go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, and that'll take you to our Facebook, our Twitter, and all things What's On Your Mind. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Dr. Larry Scogin, the interim North Dakota Board of Higher Education Chancellor, on why he wants to become acting chancellor and the potential for accreditation. Dickinson State University is going through a little bit of a troubling time right now concerning accreditation. We'll talk about that. Also coming up at 10:30, Senator John Hoeven on being named the Farm Bill Conference and why the House has named their conferees yet. They haven't. Why? Good question. Also, the president's recent comments on the Keystone XL pipeline. Let's go back to the phone. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You concerned about this recent terror threat? Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hey guys, I think this is all a load of crap. You know, every time that we get some kind of a scandal in the White House with our politicians, you know, it's not long after that that we have something come up to divert our attention away from it. And that's all this is. You know, I mean, it's to divert our attention away from the Benghazi, from the NSA spying. And it's also to justify it. Like both of y'all said, you said, you know, oh, well, look, we caught this. We stopped this. All our spying is making us safer. The fact is we've been over there for 20 years, 22 years since 91. We've been over there. We've stirred the hornet's nest. Them people are mad at us. You know, it's no different. How would the American people be if some foreign country had been occupying the United States for 20 years? Yeah, there may be chatter among Al-Qaeda and the Taliban of wanting to do something to us. But the bottom line is, if we would stop going all over the world, pushing our agenda onto other people, we wouldn't have to worry every day and look over our shoulder and wonder if someone's going to blow us up. You know, you hear all the time.
What does that look like, though, Matt? I mean, what you just described, it sounds like it's a very isolationist, just put the walls up and, you know, never mind anything that happens anywhere else.
But what's wrong with that? You know, Thomas Jefferson said that it is not in the interest of the United States to be to conquest or be involved in other countries' matters. And I believe that 100%. We have so many problems in this country. You know, it's really hypocritical of the United States. You know, we go around and say, oh, we want to spread democracy. We want to spread democracy. Why is it our job and where is it any of our business to tell people in another country that has their own way of life, their own way of living, their own system of government, to go over and tell them how they have to live, what they have to do? You know, I mean,
let's try a scenario here. Hitler. You know, you have a modern day Hitler. Do you intervene? Do you go there and, in other words, the tenets that made up the U.S. Participation in World War II? Yeah. Hey, Churchill, we're with you.
In a situation like that, yes. But the difference is these people, for one thing, if we weren't over there, they wouldn't be a threat to us. If we were doing as our military and our government is prescribed to do under the Constitution, which is to secure our borders and provide for the national defense of this country, we would be safe. But we have our troops all over the world. They're not here. If there was some major, like a modern day Hitler that decided they wanted to invade the United States, well, we're sitting here caught with our pants down because our troops are everywhere else.
Matt, appreciate the call. We're going to keep rolling, but you made some great points. And one area I disagree with Matt, I'd agree with Matt on, and it's something you talk about on Energy Matters a lot, Steve, as well. I mean, the fact that we can be with more independence on energy production and North American energy independence, more choosy about, okay, when do we have to intervene? When do we choose to be involved is one of the reasons I think that energy really and what happens in North Dakota connects very much with the national security.
We're in a position right now that if we would have gone down the road of, say, a natural gas rather than electric technology, which is 30 years out, we could have been energy independent by 2015. That's befuddling to me.
John and Grand Forks, let's get your take on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, I kind of agree with a lot of things that are said other than, you know, I hate wasting my tinfoil, but when I first heard about this, when I first heard about this the other day, my first reaction was, yeah, what ball does this administration want to us to take our eye off of? You know, this is too strange.
You still feel that way?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And why would Republican members of Congress go along with that? Why are they out there saying the same thing? Are they being fed a line?
Good question.
That's what you're spoon fed.
You got former military saying this. You got General Hayden, who was in the head of the NSA and CIA. And to me, there's just way too many sources involved here. I get the, I get all the concern, and I get the lack of trust, but this one seems different to me. I don't know.
Well, when you say Congress, who is talking about it? Lindsey Graham and our white-haired friend?
Peter King, Saxy Chambliss, top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said the threats very reminiscent of what we saw pre-9/11, described the threats as the most serious I've seen in a number of years. So,
well, then the question is, oh, really? Well, why do you say that? No, they don't. I'm not going to worry about it or totally believe, period.
You're not alone, it sounds like, today, John. Thanks for the call. Bob and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I got to admit, fellas, Matt stole most of my thunder. Kudos to Matt. I'd like to further expound on what he was trying to say. This nation fought off imperialism finally and forever in 1776. And what have we become? We're nation building. We're building hospitals and schools all over the place. And, Scott, you and I talked about this years ago when you were in Fargo. I mentioned to you, I said, just because we take care of America first does not make us isolationist. Now, this is how Patrick J. Buchanan was painted up as an isolationist. Ron Paul, the isolationist. Show me where in our documents, Scott, when we are supposed to be spreading democracy around the world and having standing armies in 162 countries. Meanwhile, we have no borders, and we all have to pull our underwear down at the airport and take our shoes off, and then we tell ourselves terrorists aren't winning. These guys can jerk our chain anytime they want. With four phone calls, they can shut down 21 embassies. I'll hang up and listen to your comment. Thanks very much. Great show, by the way.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. I don't know. I mean, you think they're jerking our chain? You think this is
I think Bob speaks gospel. when you can change the way of life and the culture of this country, then you win.
Well, it does sound like
I think that's the end game.
I don't think they have, though. In other words, I don't get the sense of people. That's how we started this conversation, right? I mean,
you like a strip search at the airport?
Major story here that nobody's really paying attention to.
Yeah, the one thing I want to go back to Matt's comments is Matt is 100% right in the fact that you do throw up blinders, and it doesn't matter. It's universal on what party it is. If you got a problem going on, you throw smoke up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's the website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312. Or online at gtmwt.com.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
We are back on the What's On Your Mind show preview. Hi, friends. It's Scott Handel along with Steve Bakken here. And we shall return to this topic in our open phone segment a little later on in the program. A lot of Facebook chatter, no pun intended, all about the security threat chatter, the terror attack chatter that is out there, and the vast majority of folks are in your camp on this one, Steve. Much ado about nothing, and just a ruse to try and throw us off the trail of something much more important, which is, you know, it's an interesting topic, but it's also kind of sad that many people just distrust everybody and everything when it comes to terror attacks here. But anyway, more on that later on in the program. Larry Scogin is here. Larry is the president of Bismarck State College. He's also the acting chancellor of the North Dakota University System and has thrown his hat in the ring for interim chancellor as well. I guess we need a little refresher on the differences here. The acting chancellor was designed, I guess, just to be a bridge for a month or two until an interim chancellor could be put in place. And then ultimately, once the voters speak, decide what kind of a governing system we'll have. And so Chancellor Scogin is here to talk about that and a few other things in the news on higher education. Welcome your calls, questions, comments at 800-228-0550. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Good morning, Scott and Steve. The S&S show, huh?
I like how that. You doing, Dr. Scogin?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
We would take that name out for a spin, but we'd probably end up in a trademark battle with the folks at S&S Motors in Watford City.
Right.
Mayor Sanford would be after us, and we wouldn't want that.
Brett would probably like the press.
Yeah,
free advertising.
Yeah, I think
you could probably pick up another sponsor here, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, interesting summer. It's a triple S show since we have Chancellor Scogin on with Scott and Steve here as well. So you, I think when we last talked, I asked you about this idea of being a more permanent chancellor, and you were at the time thinking, oh, gosh, just let me catch my breath here. You have, and now you're thinking that you might want to stick around and help out for a while. Tell us why.
Well, you know, we have just made tremendous progress in the last, now it's, I guess, up to 40-some days, and a great group of people up at the system office that I've been working with and putting all this together. And it felt like, you know, that there has been, I think we can all admit there's been a lot of turmoil in the university system over the last year plus, and it just seemed to calm down pretty quickly, and I just felt like that we probably needed some stability more than anything, and you know, I got some phone calls from people and other folks talking to me on the street and saying, well, why don't you just throw your hat in and let's, you know, try to get that stability going. And so that's what I've offered to do. Of course, this is the board's decision. So I put my name out there and said, you know, if you want to keep going where we're going right now, that's fine. And the board has the choice to say, no, Larry, that's fine. You go back to full time at Bismarck State and we'll bring somebody else in. And that's certainly their choice.
Dr. Scogin, you mentioned, other than the stability factor, you mentioned progress in the last 40-some days. What is that progress? What needed to be done and what did get done?
Well, the first thing that had to be done that the board asked me to do is they said, let's just calm down the system office. Basically, and I think we can all be sympathetic to this. The system office, for the last number of months has felt under siege, and that has created a lot of turmoil within the office itself. And so they asked me to calm that down. And then the other thing is what was very public was the evaluation process of the presidents. And they said, we want you to take a look at that. Consider the evaluations as were done by your predecessor as drafts. And let's come up with an evaluation of the presidents that's fair. And so I did that. And so those are the two things, I think. And the other thing is, people last week were telling me, they said, we haven't seen you guys on the headlines lately. And I said, well, we're going to try to keep it that way. And so I think it's calmed down. And so that's what I mean by progress. I feel like we're lining things up to move forward. We got school starting here in 3 weeks, and we just have to get things lined up and get the focus in the state on higher education back to our students, back to student outcomes, back to learning. And so I think we've made great progress in the last 40 days in doing that.
How long will the acting chancellor be acting? What do you anticipate here? I mean, is the board planning on keeping that an interim position until the voters speak on the governance of higher ed, do you believe?
Well, I think what's going to happen here, and you talked about the nuances between the names, obviously the board was looking for an interim when they asked my predecessor to leave the position. They were looking for an interim, and then knowing that vote looms on the horizon in November of 2014, they thought, well, why do a national search now for a chancellor in a position when we've got all these other things going on at the same time? So what the idea was that they would initially have an interim chancellor that would take them certainly through the vote in November, if probably not through the next legislative session. But in the meantime, then, and at that time, as they were looking for an interim, my predecessor was still in the position and was supposed to remain there until July 15th, I think it was. And then there was a lot of turmoil over the evaluations that came out and so on and so forth. And so, I had some discussion with a board member, and the president of the board asked me, he originally said, would you be the interim chancellor? So it sounds like a long title, but I certainly, anything you asked me to do, I would do. And so when they made the motion, they had wheedled the interim down to acting. So the nuance is that the acting was basically done without that search, just to get things moving forward. And then there would be the search, which is ongoing right now, and the number of applicants, I think, is 10, 12, 15 maybe applicants. And then they will choose the interim chancellor that will then take the system through November and maybe, and again, it's up to the board, but it would make some good sense and maybe through the next legislative session.
Is that something long-term you'd be interested in, is possibly being the chancellor of the system, or having some position if the Board of Higher Education does go away and it turns into a three-person board appointed by the governor? Is that something you'd have interest in?
I hate to get way out in front of all this, and I laughed when you asked, because the last time Scott asked me about if I was going to throw my hat into the interim, I said, I'm not interested. I'm just doing the acting.
Well, I remember that.
Now my hat's in for the interim. So I'm just going to go one step at a time here, I think.
Let's talk about another issue that sure. has been in the news related to higher education, and that's the accreditation at Dickinson State University.
Yep.
Some, pushback to the comments of, hey, don't worry about it. This is taken care of. Want to explain your comfort level there?
I am absolutely comfortable on this. You know, they had a site visit, and the visiting team left and said, first let's back up to what was Dickinson's issue. There were some problems, I think everybody knows. There were some problems about some degrees that were awarded to some Chinese students. And maybe some other international students, I'm not sure of that. But at any rate, so there were some issues. And so what the Higher Learning Commission did is they put Dickinson State on notice, it's called. And basically what they're saying is, you have to demonstrate to us that you can fix these problems. And so Dickinson State, under the leadership of Dr. D.C. Costin, has done a wonderful job with that whole team out there. Some individuals, as we know, are gone. New folks are in. New procedures have been put in place. Of course, the conscious level of the folks through the whole Dickinson process has been elevated considerably. And so they've been doing a lot of really hard work out at Dickinson. And the visiting team came in, and their report is, hey, they fixed the problems. So now the Higher Learning Commission Board will get together in November, and they will decide the road ahead for Dickinson State. I am absolutely confident that they're going to say, okay, we agree with the visiting team. They fixed the problems. It's time to move on. And so, I was asked by a reporter, well, what are you going to do if Dickinson loses accreditation? Well, and I said, and that was the quote that was in the paper and elsewhere, that that's impossible. The visiting team would not say that the problems are fixed and we're ready to move on if they didn't believe those problems were fixed. And the board, the Higher Learning Commission board, is going to respond to the visiting team recommendation. And so I believe that that this chapter is going to go back. This chapter will be closed. Let's put it that way.
How important was it to have other entities within the higher education system working with Dickinson State to get through this problem? I've had many conversations with Dr. Costin, and he had a vision for Dickinson State University. He came in with a mission, and that all had to get put on hold as he got through this, because shortly into his tenure, this got dumped on his lap with the scandal that took place at Dickinson State, and now the accreditation issue. Where's he at now as far as moving Dickinson State forward within the university system?
Oh, I think they are well positioned now, and all they have to do is get this behind them, and they've worked very hard to do that, and they're ready to move forward. So I think they're incredibly well positioned, and the start of your question was, how important have other folks been? Well, other folks have been really important, and folks within the university system office have been really important in this. I can't think of her title right now, but she's on the academic side, and she works a lot of student affairs stuff. A gal by the name of Lisa Johnson actually was moved out to Dickinson to help them get through some of their registration issues, and she became sort of the acting registrar to get the records cleaned up that were causing part of this problem. And so Dickinson did this, and that's just one example. And so there was a real team. The university system and Dickinson held hands through this whole process and made sure that Dickinson was on the right footing and ready to move forward. So I'm absolutely confident in Dickinson. I'm a Dickinson State graduate myself, and so I come at this with some emotion as well. It was a great learning institution when I went there 40 years ago. It still is a great learning institution, and they're going to move forward. And the institution is much larger than any of the individuals that caused this problem, and those individuals have been moved on, and the institution is roaring back.
Quickly, less than a minute left, so just a few second answer on the status of the president's reviews and salary increases that you mentioned earlier. You got thrown into that. Where's that at now?
On Wednesday, there's a meeting out in Valley City that involves two of the board members. And they will, and it was delegated to them by the board the other day at the special meeting that they would set those salaries. And so I have no preconceived notions of how this is going to go. I know that they're going to do the right thing. They're both smart people, and they're going to sit down, and they're going to figure out what to do with presidential salaries.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Go ahead, Steve.
Coming up, we're going to talk more. you caught me short. What's on your mind coming back?
0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Looks like things are looking up for Dickinson State University considering accreditation. Now, hopefully, President Costin can get back to his plan, his vision for Dickinson State University. Kind of got put on hold for the last year and a half or so as he came in with a new administration and a vision for the university and got blindsided by a lot of scandal, a lot of turmoil. But the good news is it looks like most of that is past the university as they made it past that rough spot. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, Senator John Hoeven on being named to the Farm Bill Conference and why the House has not named their conferees yet. Also, the president's recent comments on the Keystone XL pipeline. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, a lot of fog and mist and stuff this morning. 64 degrees, Bismarck, Mandan, Williston 58, Dickinson 65, Minot 63, Jamestown 62, Devil's Lake 56, in Grand Forks at 60 this hour, 63 in Fargo, Billings, Montana 64, Miles City 64, Mobridge at 71, and Aberdeen, South Dakota at 67 this hour. Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Much to do about nothing? Well, that seems to be a part of the issue. People seem to think that way. Mark in Grand Forks, terrorist attacks, what do you think?
Well, Scott laments the fact that citizens don't trust this government on terrorist issues, but let's remember.
You?
Let's remember the FBI. No, I don't. The FBI was monitoring Major Hassan's communications. The Fort Hood shooter, he murdered 13 of our troops.
And that trial starts tomorrow, by the way.
FBI was monitoring his emails with a known al-Qaeda terrorist and U.S. citizen, Anwar Arlaki. They did nothing, nothing about that. The father of the underwear bomber warned the CIA that his son was being radicalized. The CIA did nothing about that. And the Boston Marathon bombers, the FBI knew they were being radicalized in the North Caucasus, where Saudi Arabia has madrasas teaching extremism. They did nothing about that. So we have all the reasons in the world not to trust the government on terrorist issues. And one caller said, who is al-Qaeda? Well, number one, there's some facts that we do know. Al-Qaeda is Sunni, which excludes Iran. Iran is Shia. That's why Iran allowed us to use the airspace on the initial invasion of Afghanistan. They hate al-Qaeda. They hate Sunnis, which is basically run by Saudi Arabia. Number two, who is al-Qaeda? They are Wahhabis. All of the hijackers on 9/11 subscribed or were part of the Wahhabi sect. And guess what? The Wahhabi sect is the official sect of the Saudi royal family, who for decades have been spending billions of petrodollars funding madrasas, extremist schools all around the world, North Africa, Pakistan, the North Caucasus, Syria. They're supporting al-Qaeda in Iraq. These are well-known facts that Saudi charities are the ones funding this global network of extremism, and yet our fearless leaders call them their ally in the war on terror. So who is al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda are the criminals who run the U.S. intelligence system and government and the Saudi Arabian royal family. That's who al-Qaeda is. Terrorism is a business, number one. It's about creating chaos and using that to create a tyrannical global system, including taking away our liberties here in America.
Just a quick response here, if you take a breath.
So we should be friends with Iran, then, is if you go by that logic.
My lament, by the way, is an indictment of elected leaders, of political leaders, that there are so many people that are distrustful. I'm not sitting here wanting to sing kumbaya, wishing everybody would just hold hands and get along. I mean, I just think I'm just stating a fact that the vast majority of people see a threat like this that I see, by the way, being described from folks of all political persuasions, military, non-military, Congress, White House, Republican, Democrat, and think, boy, there's something here. But we have not had a global travel alert warning since I guess they did it on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Okay, so we've had one of those since the 9/11 attack. We have one now. And the vast majority of our listeners are going, it's just a ruse. So, but I think that's an indictment of a lack of trust of elected leaders. It's an indictment, I think, that there's not anybody out there that people trust. Larry Fargo, your take on this. You're next. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, does Larry Scogin realize what a sorry joke he is?
Why? What's your concern with the interim chancellor, the acting chancellor?
Evaluations he redid. He's part of the problem. He's not the solution. And as for the terrorism, I want to know, does Obamacare cover implanting bombs in people? That's not funny. That's serious. It probably does.
Larry,
the doctor can't tell.
Larry, quick question for you. And the show's not about name calling, but I do want to ask you, what is the solution then for higher education?
Tell you the truth, I don't know, but Scogin's not the answer. He's part of the problem.
Part of the problem because he comes from the current crop of higher education leaders? Yeah, okay. So you just in general.
And like I said, he admitted his degree's from DSU. Is his degree legit?
Well, absolutely.
How do we know? Dickinson was giving out degrees to people that weren't there or weren't attending classes.
Well, that was for a foreign program, and that was the previous administration, and he got his degree long before that ever took place.
Larry, thanks for the call. Take a break. Come back with more of your calls. Senator John Hovind on the latest on the Farm Bill Conference Committee and more coming up. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind.
Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.